Meg's Diary by Fiona Lindy.
Don't ask me how I ever ended up here. The last thing I can remember was an air raid siren going off. What I do know is that I'm sick and tired of running. So where are your mates when you need them? Chris? Steve? Where are you? I bellow, but not a murmur of reply comes back. The ground's been rumbling for days. There's been looting and worse, so much worse. Roughed up people are wandering around looking for the families. Total confusion. Even this place I once knew well was remote. All I do know is I managed to get on the smooth escalator, then I stumbled across this incredible leather-bound diary.
Rubbish was my first thought, but then I was so tired I fell asleep, slumped over it.
Unreal. I relaxed for the first time in ages. My raw eyes refused to stay prized apart a moment longer. But when I woke with a jerk, a full 2 hours later, the diary had closed. And I noticed a photo pasted on the back. It was Meg, this beautiful blonde with magnificent blue eyes. Suddenly I was alone with only what I'd laid down. It was my gut feeling that I was safe for the time being, so I continued reading.
Meg's Diary. Dare to look. The final week. Ignoring this message may seriously damage your health. Day 1. Be careful. By now you're in terrible danger. Please don't let this be the last thing you ever read. Still, I feel sad for you. I'm safe. When you're ready to join me, follow. I don't know you, so I'll call you Seeker. Now, I'll try to tell it like it is. Day 2. Think about it. My story is that I'm just a no one. I'm a no one called Meg who's waiting for you, Seeker. I'll try to put it in you in the picture. Up until the last few weeks, my life has been uneventful. I'm a normal 16-year-old, but I see now that it's how I've lived that really mattered. There are consequences to our actions. Don't blame yourself, though. You weren't to know. Hardly anyone does from the West. It's harder the older you are, I think. I'm from a colony, long forgotten. My life changed big time at my grandma's reckoning service. That's when I got this extreme message. Day 3. Understand me. From here on, there is no way back. By now, you'll have come up the escalator halfway up to the station. It speeds up. Next, you'll notice a pair of pure white doves will guide you to your sorting booth. You'll go on the scales where your time and future are balanced. I know it's hard to grasp, but our leader's son will then consider you while you take a long look in the mirror. He's awesome and fair. He's on the other side watching. If he finds you on his list, you'll come the right way and join us in forevermore. I beg you to let your heart lead your soul. Then your body and mind will be renewed, your identity redefined. It's great. Through our leader, your heart will be satisfied. I promise you. I tell you the truth, that in forevermore, you will be made complete. All becomes clear here when you join. Day 4. Beware. The alternative is ruin. Worse than you can imagine. A complete nightmare. Don't be tempted to try going down in the shadows like those blinkered proud people and get sucked in the foul, deafening black hole. Away from the station is off limits. Keep on coming. Please don't lose hope. Stop the trickster, a liar, into conning you, to consider yourself unworthy of entering. You're welcome to join us when you're ready. It's a natural progression. This threatening time comes to us all. Day 5. Look, to be rich is to need the least. Seeker, I pray it becomes clear. Logical and right, I've been given something precious, real hope. Our leader's son earned that for us, free passage to forevermore. Where I'm from, we're used to having little. We rated it all, each other, the law. And I was taught to keep short accounts. I'd learnt to treat others better than me. It's been easy for me, being poor. We just had to share and help each other out, or we wouldn't have survived. We had respect and fear anyhow. I'm used to serving. Yet those with too much have more to surrender. We all need to. It's tough, but keep going. Day 6. Persevere. The only way to find out is to believe and trust. I really hope that your family have preceded you here and chosen this way to see the new dawn. Don't presume all my family made it. Here you'll find complete peace because pain plays no part. It's a brand new kingdom where all treasures are waiting for us to enjoy. So what's keeping you? The last day. 7. Join me. Read off the card on your knees if you want, or say you're sorry, or you could even sing it in your heart. I hope it's all familiar, this renewing of your vows. There's no mistakes. If you've been robbed from your talents and dreams, it's time to recapture them. Let me tell you, the price has been paid for us all. This is the time. Please think carefully. Many are on the wrong path. Believe and trust the sun, I beg you, seeker.
Heavy, I did feel a bit better when I came across our Steve. We just clung to each other. I was thinking I should tell him. I held Meg's picture close, guarding her from Steve's prying eyes. Give us a gander at your precious book, will you, Rob? Lay off, mind your own business, I snapped back. Having got a glimpse of someone out there who cared, I didn't want to let her go. Surprisingly, I really missed my folks. Even after all their moaning and running away, I actually missed their nagging. It made me wonder whether they really had loved me. The sharp stomach pain reminded me of my absolute hunger. I couldn't even think straight. There I was, going up this escalator, not knowing when it would stop, but then the station was coming up ahead. But then it dawned on me. Steve, come on, mate. We need to just keep going. There's a girl up there, I reckon she's got all the answers. I was still wondering what day I was on. Only Steve wouldn't listen. What? You must be mad. It looks more fun this way. And he was gone. Catch you later, I called after him, but he was back on my own. Or was I? Moving the diary from under my arm, a loose sheet fell to the ground. In fancy gilt lettering it read, in thankfulness for the life of Mrs. Peggy Swain.
Remember your creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come and the years approach, when you will say, I find no pleasure in them, before the sun and the light and the moon and the stars grow dark and the clouds return after the rain, when men rise up at the sound of birds, but all their songs grow faint, when men are afraid of heights and of the dangers in the streets, when the almond tree blossoms and the grasshopper drags himself along, when desire no longer is stirred. Then man goes to his eternal home and mourners go about the streets. Remember him before the silver cord is severed or the golden bowl is broken, before the pitcher is shattered at the spring or the wheel broken at the well, and the dust returns to the ground it came from and the spirit returns to God who gave it.
I gulped because I knew it was from Meg's gran. Could she really be trying to help me, even when my parents didn't think I deserved a second chance? I'd love to believe this tale Meg had left me. A huge consideration. To dare the dream of happiness, freedom and plenty. All I needed, I wish. Hanging over my head low, I pulled my pud. My mind was full of regret. I shut my eyes, wiping them off my sleeve. Only to my surprise came a gentle whisper of, it's time. Then came a purple light, giving off this lovely waft of warm-scented breeze.